Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes until somebody passes out. And then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fact, but there's no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, hope you're having a great day. We certainly are. There's a lot to talk about and a lot to get to. Garth Lagerwey is going to stop by in about 20 minutes, Mike. You were at the match the other night. We're going to talk to him about this team, the makeup of Atlanta United, as they've gotten off to a really good start. That is on the way. Also, Brendan Haywood, Mike, who is calling games with Ness, by the way, is going to stop by. We'll talk some tournament with him. He's currently talking to us courtesy of Bet Online, but we're going to get into some of the NCAA stuff. A lot of people filling out their brackets. I actually went back and filled out another bracket today, and it looks completely different than the bracket I filled out yesterday, because I'll be honest with you, I just don't know. Like, I am really skeptical about some of the teams that we traditionally have picked in this tournament based on my tradition or their blue bloods, and you go, yeah. This tournament is upside down. It's going to be.
Right, and I just think, you know, the one team I have the most confidence in is UConn, just because they've been there and done that, and, you know, Hurley knows what he's doing. They got guys that are experienced. You know, and there's, everything else is kind of a crapshoot. I mean, Houston, you know, Houston, do we have a problem, or is Calvin Sampson going to bring home the bacon this time around?
Well, he does have, and this is not to get too much in the weeds, because, as we said, many of you have not watched maybe as closely. It's our job. They have had two injuries, Mike, that have affected how they want to play. And so they go into the tournament. They're still very good, but they lost one of their bigs. And I'm not telling you this is, you know, that they're going to lose early. But when you get into these tight games and you talk about the size of Houston and their ability to rebound and all of those things, that may play a role. I mean, I don't know. I think they're good enough to get to the Final Four. I don't know if they're good enough to win it. But, yeah, man, it's a great question. We'll talk to Brendan Haywood coming up a little bit later on this hour. Guys, as we get today started, is there any wiggle room outside of wide receiver and edge for the Falcons in the first two rounds? And the reason why we're asking you this is because now I think most people are starting, just like Mike and I, to focus on what's next. We've seen the signings in free agency. We like what our team has done. But this is the other part we have to get right. We can't get part of the test right, Mike, and get the other part of the test wrong and then expect to go into the season and feeling good about our football team.
Yeah, man, today I got the car worked on. Becky's Audi, so I got to take Uber back to the house. And I want to give a shout-out to Shadrick. He was my Uber driver. He's a big sports fan, big loves the station, listens to 92.9 The Game. And he goes, it's got to be Edge, Rush. I'm like, yeah. And he goes, yeah, he's with us. Dallas Turner, Jared Verse. And then I said, you know, it could be corner. But it's got to be, you got to get a corner because you didn't really address the corner in free agency. We talked about on the, it was a 20-minute ride back to the house. We talked about Zach Harrison. Is he going to pop? Is Ebba Cady going to pop? Or are those guys just going to be role players in a rotation? So to me, you got to go get some edge and you got to get the corner. And that's 1-2. That's first round, second round. And after that, then you can go best athlete available.
Do whatever you
want.
Still
not really, and neither one of us were talking about the quarterback. You said, yeah, take a flyer on somebody in the sixth round or something. You know, you're not doing quarterback in the third round or fourth round.
It's just my fear that they will take the best available player because that's what everybody says they do.
And that's now, what that's their MO. Now, you, I mean, that is the MO.
I don't believe that, Mike. I think that is a bunch of crock from all of these teams. And I've said this over the years. Best available athlete. How long have we talked about this?
Right.
If that was the case, okay, and it's, let's just say, you know, Marvin Harrison gets past four, which is where he's projected to be, all right, going to the Cardinals. And if that was the case, then you would look at the next team immediately taking him, and that's not what their need is. And I always say this. Teams can say that, but they know going into the draft what their needs are. And so when this whole best available athlete thing happens, you kind of go, yeah, that makes sense. But that's what we did with Kyle Pitts, guys.
Right.
We had other needs that we could have addressed. But, Mike, they thought he was going to be so dynamic, so big, so fast, so uncoverable, blah, blah, blah. We got to pick the best available athlete, and they did that.
Well, the best available athlete, and look, I know everyone's got their guy. I'm not a big fan of old Mel, you know, hair helmet, Kuiper. I like Daniel Jeremiah because I think he's been ahead of the curve the last 15 years. For what it's worth, he updates these, but his top 50, the best athletes in the draft are wide receivers.
You know, and that's my point.
And that's where you get into, you know, I just, it's hard for me as a fan to say, we can't go wide receiver again. I don't, you didn't exactly blow people away. They're not household names that we added, but they fit the need of what we're trying to build to be more Ram-like in our offense. He's got Terrion Arnold as the eighth best athlete in the draft.
Okay.
Corner from Alabama. And that's something we need because it's something you and I talked about yesterday for guys who missed it. Joe Alt, he ranks number nine. Even though we need edge rush and the two best edge rushers are there and they'll be in the top 15. They may not be the eighth best
player
athlete.
Or player.
Yeah, you, whatever you define it. Player, correct. Athlete, correct. Professional football
yes.
player.
The guys we right. want, Mike, maybe 15 and 18.
He's got Dallas Turner at 11.
Okay.
So would you like to trade down, let the Vikings come up, go get their quarterback, and you can feel good about drafting an edge rusher at 11?
So here's justifying that. Because if you're Terry Fontenot and you're the general manager of our Atlanta Falcons, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, you can easily say, we took the best guy on the board. And when they say that, they're meaning that that guy is ranked, to Mike's point, higher, according to the guys that break all this stuff down, higher on the board from an athletic standpoint and where he's rated
right.
from an overall player standpoint. So if you say, we took the best player on the board, they're not lying, but it wasn't a need. It wasn't what you needed to go get, even if you're taking the top 16th guy over right. the guy that's ranked number six overall.
Yeah, and that's where, as we said, it's a tremendous draft for wide receivers. But come on. We've got to get edge rush, but there is the rub. If you don't feel the edge rushers are as good as the wide receivers, and this team has always drafted offense with that first pick, through hook or crook, it's been skill, right?
Because the offensive lead.
But there you go. But Jared Verse, he's got ranked at number 14. Quinyon Mitchell, the corner out of Toledo that popped at the combine, he's got him ranked at 15. But these are all needs, corner and edge rush. So, you know, we've never, as long as I've been a Falcon fan, I don't think I've ever seen us trade down in the first round. We've tried.
Okay.
Sometimes, you know, it takes two to tango. We've always moved up under Dimitroff. So could this be a year where maybe we address some needs and we trade down and we get more stuff in the second or third round to go get all the holes addressed in this draft? How about that?
Let me give you another example. By the way, follow us. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes in this radio show. It's Dukes and Bell 929. We still have to get better. I like what we've done in free agency.
Right.
But this is the next part. And, Mike, as we talk about the best players, I got to tell you guys, Brock Bowers is the fifth best player on a lot of people's list.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth. Are you willing to take Brock Bowers, Mike, if he's available? Because apparently everybody loves him and everybody thinks he's a top five overall guy.
Daniel Jeremiah's got him seventh, but a message received. Yes, he's a top 10 talent. But then, you know, you said, what are you going to trade Pitts? I mean,
it makes no sense. This is why you have to pick for need.
I get it. You know, the year we drafted, you and I spoke about it. He was good for a couple of seasons, but the inner fire for Vic Beasley was never there.
Nope.
He popped the 1 year in 16 when
he didn't have any heart.
But here's the thing. You know, you get a guy right now. I don't care. I don't even care for you who you draft is going to be good in 5 years. Can you get us in this 3 year window right now? The 16 draft, we got three starters out of that draft. You know, that's the kind of stuff, that's the kind of impact we got to have. But I'm telling you, man, it's hard to wrap your head around wide receiver, even if it is the best available athlete when our defense has got some holes that got to get filled.
This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at themancavestore.com. Turtle, let's get a poll up, man. I'm curious. Right now, today, what would you do?
Right.
Today.
So you want to go edge, Which corner?
Today. What are you doing right now? Here's your chance to say right now, you've seen, we went and got a quarterback. We got some wide receiver help. What are you doing? Is it you're taking the best wide receiver and it doesn't matter? Mike and I, it doesn't. You don't care? Are you taking the best offensive lineman? Are you taking a defensive player right now? Because I guarantee you in 4 weeks it'll be different.
Right. Now, the other thing is, you know, and I said this to you when we picked up Kirk Cousins and we did the deal. Yeah, Joe Alt is a top 10 talent.
Yep.
And if you got Joe Alt, you got a guy that can start and replace McGarry right now. And then you could move him to Jake. He'd be the heir apparent for Jake Matthews on the left side.
And I like that. I like that idea. See, that's forward thinking.
That's trenches.
But
right.
But the fan base is not going to be.
No.
But it doesn't matter because you understand what is in front of you and how you've got to protect this investment for the next 3 years.
I mean, other than Bijan, because people always love offense. Remember the Jalen Carter argument? That kind of died quickly. And maybe he'll continue to pop. But it's no big, you know, we think we got the right guy. We always said both teams could have the right player.
Sure.
But you were there the day they drafted Drake London. The crowd was like, what?
Yeah, just because, and at the time, I don't know if everybody put two and two together with the Calvin Ridley loss.
Right.
Right. We weren't sure where that was going. You draft Kyle, and everybody goes, wait a minute, this just doesn't make sense. The Drake London pick the next year, right, when you say, okay, where are we going, that was the Calvin Ridley replacement. But, Mike, I think, you know, yeah, it wasn't as well received, and it had nothing to do with Kyle Pitts. We didn't even know him. We didn't know who he was. It was more about what the heck is my football team doing when we have other things we need and you guys continue to do this kind of stuff. It was more about that than it was Kyle. But I just think whatever you think you're going to do right now, I don't think you'll be there in 4 weeks. Because we're about – by the way, is it today or tomorrow, Turtle? Caleb Williams pro day. Today? Tomorrow? We're about to see all these guys' pro days happen. And there'll be more information comes out. And Mike always mentions the October surprise. We're about to have another one come before the draft. There will be some news about one or two of these top guys, and somebody will, oh, we didn't know. Things will change. But I just want to know right now who you got. Which position are you picking? I'm not asking you for a name because we're all still about to immerse ourselves in this.
Right.
What position are you going after?
Again, edge rush, caveat, trade down. Edge rush corner. But like I said, if you can, and by the way, if you can find an edge rusher who's an impactful guy, that's the thing. You know, you don't see a lot of the edge rushers that really pop in this draft. You say, it's all wide receivers.
It's all wide receivers.
Wide receivers, the quarterback market, there are some good corners. Offensive line, just like every year, guy, there's two tiers. We went and got Arnold Ebiketie. That was tier two edge rusher. Tier one, we're all gone in the first round. So that's the rub. If you wanted to get what was perceived as an impact guy, you got to commit to it early. Is Jared Verse or Dallas Turner going to be a guy who's going to Pro Bowls and going to be a dude you're going to buy a jersey of for 10 years here?
That's what you want. You want some excitement, you know? And when you start talking about all the top edge rushers, Mike, whether it's guys like Watt or the Boses of the world, that's what I want here, right?
Guys, we've missed on. Through hook or crook, we've missed it. We've blown it.
All right, guys, 404-726-0929. It's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. We're going to be joined by Garth Lagerwey. He will join us. We'll talk Atlanta United. Also, Brendan Haywood will join us to talk some NCAA tournament coming up a little bit later on this hour. Also, we will get into the Hawks. Mike and I were just talking about this NFL stuff and football before we came on, but we will definitely talk about the Hawks last night. One of the best dunks of the season. But it just so happened that it happened on a night where the dunk of the year happened on a former Hawk.
Yeah, man. Poor Ant-Man. Well, both Austin Reeves and John Collins got a taste of D's nuts last night. And I watched the Sports Center this morning. It's kind of funny to go, Lakers going to win, but you'd never know the Lakers won by 30 when you see what happened to Austin Reeves as Jalen Johnson. I mean, grade the dunks. They're both amazing, but everybody talking about what Ant-Man pulled on JC.
Get out the way. Mike, you seen him?
These nuts?
I got to tell you, after seeing how high he was, and listen, John Collins, you guys know, he was a Hawk. He's not a little guy, and he jumped up there. But I don't think John fully committed. He jumped and then went, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I should have not jumped. What did I just do?
Yeah, and then one of Ant-Man's nuts apparently hit him in the forehead. He grabs his head. It's like, oh, just take your beating and get back down the court.
But, yeah, we'll get into that. Hawks, this was a long road trip. They survived. It wasn't what we thought it would be. They got one against the Clippers last night, Mike. And by the way, as much as we're talking about all these other teams, Lakers playing well, man. Yep. Lakers are playing well. I don't know how far they're going to go, but I know LeBron is old, but they're playing well. All right, coming up, Garth Lagerwey is going to join us. Big win at Mercedes-Benz last week. We'll also look ahead and talk about this roster and how it's been constructed because we like it. Move. That's what JC should have done last night. It's Dukes and Bell.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You know how we do it. Poll questions up. Dukes and Bell 92.9 on Twitter. It's not X to us. And we're asking you, what position are you going after right now for our Falcons? But we got to shift gears and talk to our man, Garth Lagerwey, president of Atlanta United. Garth, first of all, congratulations. Nice dub the other night. Mike and I were talking about the makeup of this team and Saba and all the guys you've gone out and gotten to, you know, mix and mesh. And we didn't know. You kept telling us before the season started. I'm not sure how this all is going to look, but we think it's going to look good. Man, has it looked good, Garth.
Well, thank you. Look, we have got off a good start, and we got a big test coming up this weekend. Down a couple guys, but, you know, certainly we got it done at home in front of, you know, one of the top five crowds in the world last weekend. So, you know, we're really happy about how we've gotten off the mark.
I'll tell you what, as Carl said, I know I mentioned yesterday, Garth, that, you know, Carlos Bocanegra got a lot of heat as we were trying to make the transition from some guys that maybe were a little overpriced and we just weren't getting the results. It just seems like the roster is right where you want it to be. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely, man. We've had three good transfers. We signed Yakimakis shortly after I got here, and then the last two transfer windows, if you look at Saba and Zonde and Mayumba, and then this last, you know, that past summer, and then this window, Gregerson and Williams and Sleach, and we, you know, we think Josh Cohen's going to help us at some point during the season as well in goal. So, and Brad Guzan's done a bang up job. So yeah, I think we're consistently signing good players, and, you know, look, in this league, that's a great way to get better.
Speaking of Brad, another clean sheet. Listen, we know how old he is, but he doesn't play like it, and he's such a leader. Just talk about his value, because obviously you guys felt the same way in retaining his services.
Absolutely. You know, look, I don't think you can put a price on leadership. The leadership and experience and the gravitas that Brad carries in the locker room, I think, is unparalleled, and he's earned it. You know, and that's what, when you watch him train and you watch him play, like, there are no half measures. There, you know, there's no hiding. There's no, hey, I'm old, I can't do that. You know, he's doing everything, and he is as good a leader as I've seen, honestly, in any team I've had. So caps off to him, and he's really rejuvenated himself and started the season off really strongly.
It is the boss, El Jefe, Garth Lagerwey for Atlanta United with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Said to Carl yesterday that it's time. I was one of those United fans, Garth, who were like, I missed the days of Joseph in 17-18. But all of a sudden, the last six matches I've gone to at the Benz have got the same kind of energy. It's a different cast. It really plays well together. You talked about all the pieces you've added. So, I mean, the style of play, was it a conscious effort? You just felt this would come together and it would get this kind of action?
Look, what we set out is to carefully define the types of players we wanted. And then to really do our diligence, you know, not just from a scouting, you know, since I've come in, we probably put a little bit more emphasis on some data analytics and have an objective information as well as that subjective scouting information. And we spent a lot of time on leadership and character and even the age of the players. You know, if you look at our team now, we have more structure and we have more veterans. You know, we talked about Guzan as a leader, but I think across the board now we have guys that have played, you know, hundreds of soccer games, and that really solidifies our floor. And it allows us, when we score a goal or two, to be solid and to not get put under pressure. You know, we were under pressure for a while against Orlando, but we can sustain it. It doesn't feel like, you know, it could, you know, we could break down at any time. And we really felt that way last year. And it's no way to live, and it's no way to get better. And I really feel like we're pointing the right direction now with the infusion of talent and the veteran leadership we brought in.
Garth, I know it's just part of the schedule, but, you know, United fans, and I think soccer fans understand this, but the casual fan may not, like this week, where we're going to be short. And you go, wait a minute, that's hurting our team. Why do these guys have to play elsewhere? How do you answer those questions for somebody that just may be getting into the game and trying to get on board?
That's a great question, man. You know, can you imagine the Falcons going into a game and playing without Matt Ryan? He's got to go play for the United States, right?
Right.
Like,
right.
No, it's absurd on its face, right? But we're in a global sport, and, you know, we have to share players with their national teams, and it's a great honor for those guys to go play for their national teams. And in the case of, like, Giakoumakis, you know, Greece is playing for a chance to see whether or not they're going to go to the European Championships this summer or not. So, look, we want to lean in. We want to be part of this global soccer community. You know, you look at the events that we're hosting in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We have the She Believes Cup with the women coming in April. U.S. women, I think it's the first time they've been here in 7 or 8 years. That's really exciting for us. We have Copa America with Argentina and the U.S. men, among others, here this summer. And so we're really leaning into, you know, these international soccer events, building our audience, building appreciation for the sport, because we believe we're the sport that brings everybody together. And there's going to be some quirks with that. We're going to miss guys for certain games. But, again, as the league improves, I think we'll see fewer and fewer of these international windows where we're playing league games. I think our league is going to get so good that we simply can't afford to keep playing in some of these windows. And look, that means we're going to be playing more midweek games. And, you know, that's on us then to get people to come out on a Wednesday.
Right. I know the business model is, you know, maybe moving players on for some big-time transfer fees, but Almada is still here. Yorgos, I think Yorgos is playing with more confidence because I think he finally he gets the league, right? I mean, there was maybe a transition period to your point earlier, and now he's like the big man on campus.
Absolutely. Yorgos has been lights out, man. He's just been amazing. Started off with a bang, and you know, like you said, he's confident. I think he's confident in his teammates. You know, when you talk about how the group is improving, you know, we've now had the best connection of that whole group right now is probably Lennon to Yorgos. And you look at it, and that's the only two of the group that have been together for 12 months. So imagine what that looks like in 18 months. You know, and this is part of what I said when we came in. We had this kind of process of, you know, bringing kids in and developing them and then selling them on. And don't be wrong, it worked for a while. And obviously, Atlanta United wins the title in 18 and is a dynamite team in 2019 as well. And but then, you know, it's just really, really hard to have continuity and have a stable core when you're doing that. And we've really tried to come in and stabilize that. And I think as these guys play together, you know, we've signed all of these prime age players between 24 and 29 years old. And Yorgos, you know, at the head of the spear, so to speak. But I think this group has a pretty promising future ahead of it.
Yeah, I think so. We're talking with Garth Lagerwey, guys, president of Atlanta United. As we mentioned, big win at the Benz and building some momentum here early in the season. Well, what is your challenge now that you've talked about building this squad and, to Mike's point, getting the guys that you've wanted? Well, is it now just about, you know, Gonzalo doing his part, or what's your challenge?
Look, we got to be consistent, right? You know, I can talk all I want, and you know, I'm the hype guy. I'm supposed to be firing you guys up, getting you to come out to the games, right?
But right.
You know, we haven't won a road game yet, right? We didn't win a lot of road games last year, so you know, the proof will be in the pudding. We're going to face some adversity. We're missing some guys, but you know, next man up, right? I mean, we work in for AMBSE, and you know, it's funny. I was on a call with the leadership of the company today, and I was telling them about the guys we're missing, and you could see the NFL guys on the other side being like, what are you talking about? Like, this happens every week with the Falcons. So, you know, we got to have some guys step up, and we got some young guys that have an opportunity in Toronto, and hopefully we can make the most of it. But, you know, that's when I will believe that the group is better, is when we're able to play like this and win consistently. And so far, we've won the games we're supposed to win. Mm-hmm. Now we got to win a couple games, or maybe it's a little tougher.
As we said, you know, nothing you can do about the international break. It's a double-edged sword. You're prideful your guys are on those teams, but you need those guys on your team. So we'll watch to see what happens up in Toronto. Maybe get some snow, get some funky weather. But as I said, as a fan, as a paying customer, Garth, it's everything we love about United. When everybody's going bananas, as you said, 40,000 people, the crowd was electric. You know, the opener, the home opener with the full house, that was a blast. So, I mean, if you're looking for a value for your sports dollar, it's definitely Atlanta United right now.
I appreciate you saying that. It means a lot to us, and I did think the energy was in the building on opening day was awesome. And look, a lot of times, or you know, a lot of sports, that game two is where you get a little bit of a lull. You kind of dip down. You get that excitement to open the season, and we didn't do that, you know. And we had the a full building again, and those lower two levels, 42,000 or close to 40,000, and just played exciting soccer. And I think we're fun to watch, and hopefully some people willing to come back and watch this again on Easter Sunday, next time we're at home.
Let's hope so. Garth, thank you again. We'll talk soon, and let's go get another dub.
Awesome. We're on it.
Appreciate it. Garth Lagerwey, guys, always good to hear from him. And Mike's right. They're playing well. Hey, coming up, Braves announce their opening day starter. Also, Brendan Haywood. We'll talk some NCAA tournament with him coming up here in less than 15 minutes. I know this man played for a championship franchise. How do I know? He's on time.
That's right.
This man has stepped into the room like 30 minutes before he's scheduled to be on air.
That's like ahead of Lombardi time. Lombardi time was 50 minutes early. This is like, I don't know, is this Bill Cowher, Mike Tomlin time? I don't know what it is.
Hey, when coach say, men, don't be late.
Yeah.
This man's 30 minutes early. We're talking about BMAC. He's going to hang out with us in the 3 o'clock hour. We're talking all things football, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned. That is on the way. But when we come back, Brendan Haywood's going to join us to talk some NCAA tournament headlines brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The big 7-footer, man, played a long time in the NBA, and it's good to talk with you, B. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Man, we're good. Trying to look at these brackets, look at these teams. We were talking about the one seeds, and Mike and I were talking about this, and he kind of threw it at me. I'll throw it at you because they've been so good this year. University of Houston's 30-4. They are one seed. They're not the number one overall seed. That is UConn. But we were talking about, okay, what other one seed do you believe in if it's not UConn for you?
For me, what other one seed I believe in? Are we missing the obvious? Carolina. If it's not going to be UConn, for me, it's going to be Carolina.
All right.
The Tar Heels will get after you defensively. They have the best guard in the nation in R.J. Davis. They have an inside component with Armando Bacot. And Harrison Ingram is an X factor. So not just being a homer, but because I genuinely believe in the product, I think if it's not going to be UConn from a number one seed, you got to look at the Tar Heels.
Okay. What do you make? I mean, I know it had to. I mean, those people at NC State, that's like Christmas for the Wolfpack to beat Carolina. So you just shake that off as just a bad day at the office and Carolina bounces back.
Yeah, you don't shake it off as a bad day at the office because NC State played well. And that was their fifth game of 5 nights. And you tip your cap to a team that found a way to get it done. and they had overtime the night before that. So the NC State did a very good job. But if you're Carolina, you look at the film, look at some of the things you didn't do well, some of the defense against Horn and Burns, and figure out how you can tighten that up going into the tournament. And then Carolina missed some shots. They got some really good looks. They didn't knock those in. You just go into practice, get your reps up, and then you get ready for the tournament. It's a totally different ballgame.
Brendan, how hard is it to repeat in this tournament, man? I mean, the tournament itself is hard. And here comes UConn now trying to do something that we just don't see in the NCAA tournament because these games are so difficult.
Yeah, it's definitely hard to repeat simply because a lot of times you're missing key components from your championship team that was there the year before. But this UConn team, man, they're built to last. They're number one in offense. They're number 11 in defense. Very rarely do you see a team that can score like that that will actually defend. Coach Curley runs excellent half-court sets. When you start looking at some of the weak side pin-down action and the slips and things of that nature, he's able to create easy offense for guys within the half court, and that's a skill within itself. So I really like this UConn team, and if I'm not picking my Tar Heels, yeah, I'm picking UConn.
He went to two Final Fours, the big man for Carolina, for Coach Guthridge, by the way. Yeah. People forget how good he was in the interim between. You know, everyone remembers, obviously, Dean Smith and then Roy, but the in-between was darn good, too. Houston, Carl brought this up earlier. The injuries for the Houston Cougars, do you just feel that maybe are they going to have a chance? I mean, they've been there, but boy, they got smoked by Iowa State in their tournament.
Yeah, they did. They got smoked. But I think that a lot of times when you see a team that gets beat like that in their conference tournament, it serves as a wake-up call. And you'll really be able to get guys' attention. Coach Sampson will be able to get everybody's attention this week. No one will be thinking, oh, we're so good. They didn't hear about how good they were for the last couple of days as everybody patted them on the back. They had to hear something totally different. So now Kelvin Sampson can go ahead and get his team to play with an extra chip. And Houston didn't even need that because they always play like they have a chip on their shoulder. Now one of the better defensive teams in the country is going to really come out there with a lot of anger and angst, and I think that they'll be able to make a big-time run.
Brendan Hayward joining us courtesy of BetOnline. Check out BetOnline for the most up-to-date game lines, futures, and props on the upcoming NCAA men's tournament. I got to ask you about Kentucky. How much pressure is on Coach Cal? They have been up and down this year, but, like, what's acceptable? Because, you know, if you are a Kentucky fan, they will tell you, well, it's Final Four, nothing. I don't know if they get to the Final Four, Brendan.
Kentucky is one of the most interesting teams in the tournament. They have probably the best backcourt, and both of them come off the bench when you talk about Dillingham and Sheffield. Both of those guys are going to be in the top 10. They both might even be in the top 5. Mm. I've seen certain mocks that have that. So they have the NBA talent. Antonio Reeves leads this team in scoring at 20 a game. You got three guys that all shoot over 44% from three. They can absolutely light it up. But defensively, man, they can't guard a glass of water. And that is one of those things that really scares you. You know they can score. We've seen them put up 112 and 110 in SEC play. But can you guard your yard? When it's time in the NCAA tournament where the whole building is turning against you, can you get stopped? I don't know if this Kentucky team can do that, but I do know they can score.
One thing that we know down here is Georgia. We can't keep good Georgia players in the state. They go to Auburn and they go to Alabama. Auburn is a 4 seed. They would match up with UConn in Sweet 16. You like Auburn's chances?
I like Auburn as a team. Do I like them against UConn? No, but I do like them to make it up to that game just simply because of the type of team that they are and the way that, like I said, they're a great combination of offense and defense as well. So when you look at that, I like Big Fella inside Broome. I like where they're at. I watched them smack Florida by 20 in the SEC championship game. Bruce Pearl has Auburn absolutely rolling. And once again, it's going to be a theme for me. They guard. Mm. This isn't a year where there's a bunch of high-end NBA talented guys all over the tournament. So I'm looking at who can do the dirty work. Who can guard? Who got the vets? Who's going to guard and do the little things? I think Auburn can do that.
Yeah, it's a great point. Brendan Hayward, our guest, guys, here on Dukes and Bill, talking NCAA tournament. Brendan, let's talk about maybe one of your surprises. Is it Iowa State? Is it Miss State? Is it James Madison, who's 31-3 going into this tournament, and they got a matchup against Wisconsin? I love their chances against Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think James Madison can get it done, but you know what? Having a chance to watch Wisconsin, even though they lost in the championship game, this Wisconsin team just beat Purdue. We know, we already talked about how good Purdue is. So I think Wisconsin's capable. I'm going to roll with Wisconsin.
Any sleepers as far as teams that you're looking at that maybe people haven't paid attention to or maybe not as much attention this year?
I don't think it's, you know, there's so many shows talking about this, that, and the third. So I don't know if I'm not breaking any ground, but I think a team like Samford against Kansas, that could be an interesting matchup. Kansas is obviously compromised. Their two leading scorers are hurt right now, and there's a strong chance they get Dickinson back, but they don't know if they're going to get McClure back. And that's 18 points per game that's missing. Samford's going to want to speed you up a little bit. So I think that'll be a very, very interesting game for me. I want to see how that plays out.
Hey, by the way, big picture question before we cut you loose. Now with the transfer portal, is there any patience left for coaches when they come to a new school? We got Dave Sotomayor over at Georgia Tech. We got Mike White at Bama. Should fans not – do they have a right to say, hey, let's go right now because you get the right kids, you should be able to make a run?
I think you always have to have patience because guys have to get their culture in there. They have to get the guys that they want in there. But at the same time, you just hit it on the head. Because of NIL, because of the transfer portal, because guys are shooting all over the place, fans aren't going to want to give you 4 or 5 years. You know, that first year, they'll give you that little bit of a grace period. And after that, if you're not getting it done, you're out of there because they feel like, hey, not only do you have to find a way to recruit your own guys and get the guys, the high school guys, but you need to be recruiting guys off other teams that aren't happy. If there's a guy on Kentucky's bench that can play that's not getting minutes, you need to make sure that he gets on your team. That's just how they look at it.
Always good to talk with you, man. Enjoy the info. Brendan Hayward, courtesy of Bet Online. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.